This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Think back to what you had for lunch today. How much did you enjoy it? Maybe you went out to a restaurant because it's Friday. But for a lot of us, the workday lunch is a bring-your-own kind of meal. It's Food Friday, and if you're like me, the lunch you pack is often something like a cold sandwich or maybe some reheated leftovers. It can get kind of boring. And with school back in session, if you pack lunches for your kids, it can be hard to keep coming up with fresh, tasty ideas that are also healthy. Our next guest is here to help us step up our lunch game to pack meals for ourselves or our children that look better, taste better, and are better for us. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you pack for lunch for yourself or your children? Are you ever at a loss, especially if you didn't remember to pack something the night before? That happened to me sometimes. What ways have you found to make your own packed lunches more interesting? And do you have memories of bringing that lunch to school? Trading with your friends? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Aviva Wittenberg is author of the cookbook Lunchbox, 75 plus easy and delicious recipes for lunches on the go. Aviva, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
What got you so fired up about upping our packed lunch games?
Oh, you know, I stumbled into writing Lunchbox and into sharing lunches when my kids were little and really wanted Instagram accounts. And so the deal was, if they got an Instagram account, I would have one too, and I would follow them. And at that point, I felt compelled to post something. So I posted their lunches every day and found a whole wonderful community of other parents who were packing lunches and sharing them. So I've been doing that for about a decade. Published a book in Canada last summer that you described called Lunchbox that will be coming out in the spring in the U.S. And have been, now that my kids are big, sharing my own lunches my back-to-work lunches.
Now, I got to say, for me, lunches, I think, are always an afterthought. Yeah, I'll take whatever. And for the kids, like, I tried sometimes successfully, sometimes not. Give us a pep talk on the value of taking that packed lunch seriously as something that can be fun and interesting.
So I think lunch packing is a pain point for everyone, right? It's it's like a task you have to do, and for some reason, it's like never as exciting as making dinner. And so one of the things I do is I make a plan for a few days or for a week at a time, and then I spend a little bit of time preparing. Maybe on a Sunday, making a few components so that making a lunch, the process is really quick. And I can just sort of, I don't need to think about it first thing in the morning. I can throw what I need to in a bento box and send my kids out the door. So that is a big part of it. And for my kids, when involving them in planning makes them a little bit more excited about lunch and maybe excited, even more excited about the day ahead, and sets them up for sets them up for success in learning and fun at school, which is really important, I think, to all parents.
Now, you mentioned that bento box, and looking at pictures in your book, I'm like, where does she get those cool toys? Like, you had amazing serving things in there that I was like, why didn't we have those? Tell us about the gear you have to pack those lunches into.
So hands down, my favorite lunch boxes are made by an American company called Lunchbox. They were designed by a mother who lived and breathed lunch packing, and they're just a stainless steel box. They're definitely not inexpensive, but I can tell you that mine has been a great investment. The lunch boxes pictured in my book are my kids' lunch boxes and are more than a decade old now. So they are a great investment. They really tolerate all kinds of terrible treatment, go in the dishwasher, and are yours for life.
And they have separate compartments in them, right?
Yeah, which is great. And for kids especially, they can open up their lunchbox and they can see everything they've got all at once. And there's only one lid to lose, right? So the odds are that you will get your whole lunchbox back at the end of the day. When my kids took lots of little containers, invariably lids and containers were left behind.
It's Food Friday. We are improving the packed lunch with Aviva Wittenberg, author of the cookbook Lunchbox, 75 plus easy and delicious recipes for lunches on the go. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your packed lunch strategy? If you pack for kids, do you work with them to come up with ideas? Do you feel like you get stuck in ruts, as I do? Do the kids get tired of the same things as mine did? I never did. I could eat the same thing all school year, basically, when I was a kid. Most people can't. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's get a taste. You shared a recipe with us from the cookbook. People can find it at WPR.org/Food Friday. Aviva, you gave us this egg, greens, and cheese tortilla. Pretty easy to make, it looks like. Can you talk us through that recipe a little bit?
Yeah, that is a great recipe for lots of reasons. One is that it is so quick to make. It's a great one to whip up first thing in the morning. And it's also a great way to use up those kind of wilting greens. I know I buy like those box salads and invariably with like the baby spinach. After a couple of days, it looks a bit wilty and doesn't look great for a salad, but it's perfect for this recipe. And basically, you beat up a couple of eggs, pour them in a pan, chop them with a tortilla, some greens, like whatever you've got, and some grated cheese, whatever you've got in the fridge. Great to use up odds and ends of cheese that you might have in your cheese drawer. Let that set up and then roll it up. And for an adult, I would just roll it up as is. For kids, finger food is great, especially when they're little. My kids were not great with cutlery when they were little. It would get lost. And it just like took too long to eat food with cutlery. So I did cut them into little bite-sized pieces for them so they could quickly eat them and then head out to the schoolyard to play.
That's another tip you have in the book that reminds me, you know, think about whether you're talking about kids or yourself, you know, where you're eating it, what kind of time you have, what the situation is, what kind of things do you think about to decide, okay, this is going to be too fussy to eat in this situation?
So this was especially important with my kids. So they just had like a 20-minute window for lunch. And for some years, they could sit and eat at tables. And other years, they sat on the gym floor with a whole bunch of other kids. And so it had to be stuff that was pretty easy to eat. The other thing that I'm always mindful is how you can store your lunch, if you can store your lunch in a fridge or not. My kids never had access to fridges, so we did lots of ice packs, or there's some great lunch bags where the whole lunch bag is an ice pack that you pop in the freezer overnight and then put your lunch bag or box in the morning. For adults, if you can eat at your desk, whether you work remotely or work in an office, it's a little bit more flexible. But definitely, you know, I'm thinking about whether, you know, where you can safely store your food during the day, if you have a fridge or not, and if you like your food warmed up or not. And so if you have access to a microwave, thinking ahead about packing in a container that's not stainless steel so that you can warm up your food and enjoy it that way.
We are talking about packing great lunches for our kids or ourselves. It's Food Friday. Author Aviva Wittenberg is with us, author of Lunchbox, 75 plus easy and delicious recipes for lunches on the go and how to make our packed lunches less bland or boring. Want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Is this a stressful thing for you, packing that lunch for yourself or especially for your kids? What kind of things go into the lunch box or lunch bag or bento box if you have one of those? Do you have one that your kid just wouldn't eat? What did you do to replace it? Do you have a favorite memory of that packed lunch that you brought to school back in the day? Join in with your experiences, your own advice, or your questions for our guest. The number is 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post over on the Ideas Network Facebook page or send us an email at ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up our Food Friday conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. It's Food Friday. We're picking up our talk with Aviva Wittenberg. She's the author of Lunchbox, 75 plus easy and delicious recipes for lunches on the go. And she's with us today to help us level up the lunches we pack for work and or school. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What are your go-to meals to pack for lunch? What were your kids' favorites to bring to school? Join in at 800-642-1234. What did you maybe pack for the school day today for kids? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Aviva, another strategy you give in the book, I never would have thought of this really for packing lunches, making hand pies, you know, those little pies. Sounds complicated to me, but you say, hold on, those puff pastries you can buy in the store. Tell us how you pull together a good lunch hand pie.
Yeah, so like puff pastry is like the queen of the kitchen and can make almost anything taste better. And it's a great vehicle for any leftovers you have, like stews and sauces and stuff like that. And especially for kids, it's more finger food. They can like gobble down quickly. So there are a bunch of recipes for, you know, sort of versatile things in the book. So like a really rich bolognese sauce that's great on pasta, maybe for dinner, but the next day you can, you know, make extra sauce and fold it into puff pastry, bake it, and then pop it into your lunchbox with a salad or some cut out veggies. So puff pastry is great, not just how I describe it in the book, but in any kind of leftovers that you have.
Brianna Caller at 800-642-1234. Diane is with us in Elkhorn. Diane, hi.
Hi. As part of my son's lunch, I always put an inspiring story in it. I would get Expect a Miracle books or some inspiring story. And I would copy it the night before and I'd stick it in his lunch the next day. And when he quit that job, the people, he would always just leave the story on the lunch table after he was finished eating for the rest of the people. And when he quit that job, they said, "You can't quit. We won't have our stories."
Diane,
so I think in inspiring comments or quotes or something, my daughter leaves little notes for her son every day.
I love it, Diane. Thanks so much for sharing that. Aviva, is this something, do you put in notes or other printed material as part of your lunch project?
Yeah, no, I don't. But you know, my mom, when she used to pack my lunch, we didn't have reusable stuff. We just had like paper bags and, you know, kind of regular stuff. And she used to draw a picture or kind of fun stuff on a lunch bag for me every day that I loved until I was a teenager when it like embarrassed me a bit. But secretly, wow. I loved it. So yeah, that kind of stuff is so powerful and is a nice connection, especially with your kids during the day.
Diane, thanks for sharing that story at 800-642-1234. Raleigh is with us in Oak Creek. Raleigh, hi.
Hi, how you doing? Well, I'm a lifetime brown bagger, or, you know, I always made my own lunches and sandwiches and whatnot. And one of my axioms is any good sandwich starts with good bread. I mean, you know, you can have good bad ingredients, but if the bread's good, still might be tolerable. But as you know, some breads hold up better than others or not as well. I imagine your guest has some expertise on the best breads to choose that hold up better, you know, during the daytime while you're waiting to eat, or whether the bread is chilled or not, or whether they've used condiments on the bread before.
Gotcha.
Eating or...
Raleigh, I gotcha. Thanks a lot for the call. Aviva, yeah, there's nothing less inspiring than that soggy sandwich. Any advice on keeping that bread as delicious as it was as when you made the sandwich?
Oh, I totally agree. And I am so passionate about good bread. There's really nothing better. So I love tomatoes in a sandwich, but they will turn your sandwich bread like soggy in an instant. So I always pack them on the side. If you have other wet ingredients, you can do the same thing, or, you know, try to protect them. So if you're using like meat or cheese, put your wet ingredients in between those sort of barriers to protect your bread. I also toast bread a little bit to help it hold up. And beyond that, I tend to use like heartier breads and stick away from, you know, kind of soft white bread, because I do find it doesn't hold up, especially if you're packing your lunch the night before.
Raleigh, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Aviva, one of your big strategies, and you gave an example of it already with one of your hand pies, is, you know, when you're making dinner, think about how you're going to repurpose it for that packed lunch. What kind of things can we do?
Yeah, and I think that's really important, because you don't want to spend hours and hours in the kitchen every day. We're all pretty busy. So I like to either reimagine dinner into lunch. One of the things I've done with my family, because everyone has different preferences, is we'll do kind of a DIY meal. So we'll do like noodle bowls, and I'll cut up lots and prepare a bunch of different vegetables and different proteins. And the next day for lunch, so for dinner, we'll have a bowl. For lunch, those can be turned into wraps using like rice paper or a tortilla. So that I'm only spending time chopping and preparing once and making dinner and lunch all at once, and saves me an extra step.
Let's bring on another caller now. Vicky is with us in La Crosse. Vicky, hello.
Hello.
What did you want to tell us about, Vicky?
Well, the lunches I had growing up, I am 71, so this is many years ago, and I went to country school even. So no refrigeration, et cetera. But one of the things we took was we had homemade bread, and we'd toast it and butter it and let it get cold and just carry that to school in a bag or whatever. And the other one was bread with butter and brown sugar sandwiches. Delicious to a kid.
Did you have sides with that, Vicky, or was it just the buttered toast and brown sugar?
You know, we weren't into fruit. And I think somehow we had milk, but I don't remember if we got that at school or if we brought it. And then maybe like a cookie, which, of course, wasn't any better than eating brown sugar sandwiches. But
gotcha.
Yeah.
Vicky, thanks a lot for sharing that. I had a lot of peanut butter sandwiches, and that's not that much different than that brown sugar bread. Thanks for the call, Vicky. And Aviva, that reminds me, a big focus that we haven't got into here yet is healthy food. You're trying to have stuff that's at least kind of good for us or our kids when you're packing these lunches.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking, especially when I pack my kids' lunches, of setting them up for, like, learning. But definitely there's a balance. And one of the things that I think is important is that my kids actually eat their lunch. Uh-huh. And so I don't introduce new stuff. You know, anything I pack to them is something that they like. But fruit and vegetables are delicious and can be a great part of a healthy lunchbox. But I try to stay away from labeling food like that, just that it be like nourishing, but really delicious and something that you can eat with your eyes as well as your mouth.
Talking to Aviva Wittenberg, author of the cookbook Lunchbox, 75 plus easy and delicious recipes for lunches on the go. It's Food Friday. Still time for you to join in with your questions. If you need some inspiration for our guest or lessons you've learned, maybe the hard way when it comes to packing lunches for yourself or others, 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Aviva, another case you make in the book is that, you know, kids can eat adult food. You don't really have a separate category of kids' food. How do you try to instill that idea with your kids?
So with my kids, we only ever had, you know, like one meal growing up. It was like a family meal, especially with dinner, where, you know, I served things that everyone would like and took everyone's preferences into consideration. But in general, we didn't, you know, we tried to avoid having a separate menu for our kids. And so they just learn to love, like, food. And we are really lucky to live in Toronto, which is, like, a really diverse city, and had the pleasure of, like, exploring the whole world in our city through all of the amazing restaurants that are here. So I'm lucky. My kids are naturally adventurous eaters, and I did all these things, but I think that that's just how they were born. That's not the case for all kids. And so I think it's important for parents who sometimes take that as like a parenting failure. I think we just got really lucky with adventurous, curious eaters. They're not adventurous and curious and always, but they happen to be about food. And so, you know, I think you have to give your kids the food that they like. But there's nothing wrong with introducing a single family meal in a single way of eating.
And Aviva, I mean, you're doing a great job, it looks like, with packing lunches for kids. That said, have you ever struck out where, you know, that one part of the container comes back just as full as when it left, or you find out they traded it at school or something like that?
Oh, yeah, tons of times, of course. Yeah, so, like, tons. I may document all this stuff, but, of course, there have been lots of failures, whether it's been my kids taking, so they have some containers that don't seal all the way to the bottom, and they took sushi and fruit one day to school, and they poured soy sauce on their sushi, and the soy sauce leaked out across the bottom and ruined their fruit. And for days and days, maybe weeks, I heard about how I had ruined lunch. And then there are other days where they just like wanted to get busy in the schoolyard or were chatting with their friends and just didn't eat lunch. So I think it's just important to not take it personally. You know, they ate. And all of this is big picture, right? If they don't eat vegetables for a week or a month and only want to eat fruit over the course of their lives, they'll be fine. Those are just like small windows.
All right, Aviva, we've talked mostly about kids here. What is your favorite thing? You're probably packing your own, but what is your favorite thing? It's probably not a surprise. Would you open up the lunchbox and you packed it for yourself?
Well, so funny enough, I've been working remotely for the last little while, and I'm going back into the office next week. So this is like top of mind. This whole time that I've been working remotely, I've been employing the same strategy because I still only have, you know, like a short lunch break. And can't disappear for hours from my computer to go, like, make lunch. So I still prep stuff in advance. Far and away, especially at this time of the year, I love, like, salads and kind of grain bowls because the produce is so nice. So I'm thinking ahead to next week. Stone fruit is especially delicious right now. So I think when I go back on Wednesday, I'll pack myself, like, a summer fruit caprese salad. So some, like, peaches and plums that I'll section. Add some fresh mozzarella and a bed of arugula. And watermelon is also amazing, amazing right now. So I have a great recipe for a watermelon and grilled halloumi salad with like kind of a chimichurri dressing that I think I will have on Friday. So stuff like that. I really like to eat with the seasons because that's when stuff tastes best.
Aviva, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me. It was fun to speak with you.
That was Aviva Wittenberg, author of the cookbook Lunchbox, 75 plus easy and delicious recipes for lunches on the go. She was with us today on Food Friday to share her advice and recipes for packing lunches that are fun, tasty, and healthy. And I guess most important, not boring. You can find one of the recipes from that book. She shared it with us at WPR.org/Food Friday. Really easy, and a good twist on kind of a wrap and an omelet. It's an egg, greens, and cheese tortilla. Find it online at WPR.org/Food Friday. Let us know how it works out in your lunchbox next week.